Welcome to another episode of Aaron Rambles About Best Girl 10. Joining me again today is Devon. Devon, how's it going?
Good. Just came out from work.
Oh, me too, man. That shit sucks.
It was all right. It was freaking hot today.
Ugh, yeah. Even me in a freaking AC freaking car still sucks. Not as bad as you, but
I had AC today because I had a bigger vehicle.
But probably, it still fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's coming. Just coming back from like my stops, it was ridiculously hot in that vehicle.
Right. So the recap from yesterday, bracket, what was that, B? Yeah. B. I went 6-8. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm happy with the results.
Yeah. What I'm not happy about is Nezeko getting upsetted against Toru. That was crazy. I did not see that coming at all.
But I honestly, we should have went with our hearts.
Yeah,
we should have went with our hearts.
It was funny because that was the one that we were like, I don't know. Man, I thought that Demon Slayer buff was gonna be strong enough to get her through. I guess not.
I'm here for it.
See, and it makes me look dumb because all the last episode I was like, oh, if Nezuko freaking clears Hollow, well, she might win. Yeah, just could even clear Toru. So,
hey, don't disrespect Toru like that. Toru deserves it. Yeah. Toru's a good character.
All right, so round 4, Group C. We have Misato Katsuragi from Evangelion versus Megumin from Konosuba. Megumin's gonna just clear her up.
Yeah, that's gonna be easy sweep.
Yeah. Then we have Ezdeath versus Toka Takanashi from Chunibyo. I think it's Chunibyo Love in Other Circumstances. I'm pretty sure the name of the anime is.
I don't
something like
know
that.
If I've I don't even know if I've seen that anime.
Yeah, and then Ezdeath from Akigama. I don't know why I have such a rough time saying
Akami ga kill.
I have no idea why I can't freaking say it. Akami ga kill.
Ezdeath, it's so weird that she's this far up.
Yeah, I don't think even Akame is. I think she got kicked out last round.
Yeah, I mean. I could see Ezdeath winning this one.
Yeah, this is like a weird. This is like a really weird matchup. This is actually, we went through this before we hopped on. This bracket's actually like really rough, I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of close ones. I can't wait to see how wrong we are where it's just a bunch of blowouts. So, yeah, we're going Ezdeath here.
Yeah, we're going to go Ezdeath.
Yeah. See, I haven't seen Chunibyo Love in Other Circumstances, but I know of it, and I don't even know what I've never even seen this character in my life. So,
I feel like I've seen I probably have watched this anime before, but I've watched so much anime that like sometimes things just get glossed over until I see it again. I'm like, oh whoa, I watched it.
If I'm remembering correctly. This is a studio, like Kyoto Annie anime, if I'm remembering correctly.
I probably have watched it.
Yeah. The main character is like a girl with purple hair. She has like one eye covered.
Oh, yeah. I started watching that and then I got lost in the abyss.
Yeah, like most Kyoto Annie anime, unfortunately. It's kind of boring. Pretty anime.
Good looking characters.
Yeah, next we have Vivi from Vivi versus 02 from Darling in the Franxx. Man, you've seen Vivi, right, Devon?
Yes.
Where do you stand?
I want to say Vivi should win this one against 02, but
Is this more of a toss up than I think? Like, I think this is like a toss up.
Yeah, because I don't know. Personally, I'm not the biggest fan of 02.
Right.
But I can see the hype around her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Vivi might edge this one.
Oh, man. Because I really want 02 to go on. I know to metagame here. I don't know which one's ranked higher, but I know they're both, like, top 50.
Yeah.
And I think Vivi might be top 10. If I remember correctly, but as we learned, that doesn't really mean anything. You'd go Vivi. I'd go Vivi. All right, that's fair. I'll be pleasantly surprised if 02 makes it on.
Yeah.
Next we have Roxy from Mushoku Tensei versus Nobara from Jujutsu Kaisen. We talked about how we both don't understand Nobara, but I get it.
Yeah, I don't personally understand why she's made it this far. Mm-hmm. But like, I can see where people, it's like one of those, I don't know, I feel like it's one of those situations where I feel like Nobara is not even like best girl in her own anime.
Right. But she's like the main heroine.
Right.
And like one of the biggest anime out.
Yeah. I think pop culture is going to capture this one. And I think Nobara is going to win.
Damn. Because this, Roxy's not the main girl, is she?
No, but I do like Roxy.
Is she your favorite girl from that series?
Yeah. She's probably one of my favorites. She's the mage that trained.
Man, if Nobara went, oh, he trains the Jobless Reincarnation.
He pretty much, yeah.
Man, I think Nobara might clear whoever wins Vivi for 02 as well.
Yeah,
I think Nobara might go a long way, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh no, she has to beat Megumin to get to the finals. Nah, never mind.
No, not happening.
Yeah, to get to like the Sweet 16, she has to beat Megumin. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Nah, Megumin's on a high rise right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but last year she lost before the Sweet 16, which was pretty crazy. Oh, she lost before the final eight, actually. Yeah, so she lost in the Sweet 16.
I think she's gonna go farther.
I mean, I'm hoping. Like, the chick who keeps beating her hollow, they literally won't meet each other until the finals, so.
Yo, what are the odds of Megumi and
they both make it? I would be so upset. That I would. Like, and I have no faith Megumi is going to win that either.
Yeah, no. I tell you, hollow is up for a dub.
I know. Ugh. Next, we have Violet Evergarden versus Aroha from Snafu.
Violet Evergarden.
Yeah, I let my Snafu bias steer me wrong last time, like yesterday. And like, I don't get this character in particular either. Like, I can't even tell you why people like her. She's like a weird like duplicitous character. I don't understand why she's made it this far, but it's
bye bye.
Yeah, hopefully she's gone. Next we have Komi from Komi-san versus Yui Yugiyama from Snafu. See, they all have alliteration in their name. Ihora Ishiki, Yui Yugiyama.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's dumb. I think Yui Yugiyama. She's like the second girl, like the second main character, the second heroine of the show. Weird that she hasn't won yet. I don't think she is ever gonna win, but she'll get far usually.
She's gonna beat Komi though.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I know these two are probably ranked around the same as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all these matchups, except for Hanabi versus Iru, which we're talking about next, is like they're all very close. But right. Yeah, I had to go Yui. I think Yui's like, again, to metagame here, she's like in the 20s. And like Komi's like in the top 50.
50.
Yeah. And I just think, I don't know. People love Snafu.
Yeah.
People also love Komi, but I feel like there's more love for Snafu. Like it's like one people heralded as like one of the best like slice of life romance animes. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I'll go Yui. I'll be glad if I'm wrong here, but I don't think so. She's gonna have to face probably Violet Evergarden. I think Violet Evergarden's gonna beat her, but
Violet Evergarden's gonna smack her. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Next we have Iru, Iru from Hyoka. I don't even say your last name. Versus Hanabi from Scum's Wish.
Yeah, we're going with Hanabi.
You're going with Hanabi. I mean, she needs all the votes she can get. I'm fine with taking an L here.
Yeah, for sure. I want Hanabi to go far.
Yeah, she won't win unless people vote for her. So we're gonna go ahead and. I think she's gonna get fucking slapped.
I mean, realistically,
she's gonna get slapped.
I'm happy that she made it this far.
Yeah, just the respect vote.
You gotta respect it, man. Hanabi, I didn't even think Hanabi was gonna break it, like break even into the bracket.
Oh, I'm crazy. It's crazy she made it to the Sweet 16 of her bracket. Like it's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
I had no idea people even knew about Scum's Wish. Like, to be real with you.
I thought it was one of those, like, hidden gems that people don't really, yeah. really pay attention to be honest.
And then, last but not least, we have Shirogane K from Love is War versus On Your Forager. Man, I know Devon doesn't want to go Anya, but I do want to go Anya here.
I know Anya's going to win.
Do you think so? I think she's gonna go also pretty far.
I don't hate Anya. I'm just trying to understand why she is in here.
It's best girl.
This far.
I get it.
I really didn't think she was gonna like make it this far, but
you know what's actually really wild is that there was four Spike's family characters yeah. who made the list. And it was Yor, who's probably going to win. Anya. I think Becky was in it, too.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I think she lost, like, first round. She might have only maybe won one round, maybe, if that. And then the spy boss girl was also in here. And I wanted her to go a long way, because I really like her.
I wanted her to go far, too.
Yeah, and that's it, everybody. I mean, realistically, we might hit like four of these.
I feel like we're gonna get some upsets.
Fuck.
I feel like this bracket's gonna have. There's gonna be some upsets.
Anybody you want to change?
Nah, I want to stick with what we have, but. Ugh. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Roxy wins.
I wouldn't be either. Same with Komi. I feel like Komi could win.
I wouldn't be surprised if 0-2 wins.
Yeah, there's a lot of toss-ups in this bracket. Watch Megaman lose. That should be hella funny.
If Megaman loses, that's the biggest upset.
Yeah, that'd probably be one of the biggest upsets in
Best Girls.
Best Girl, right. I would imagine.
Yeah, that's tough.
I guess we can go. If we can go look at the actual matchup, the 2 versus 66. So.
Yeah. I don't think.
Look at what I tell you. 31 versus 34, bro.
close.
Esdeath versus this one chick. That's as close as you get. Oh, wow. I was completely wrong.
Oh, Vivi
was 50. Way underdog. Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe Zillow 2 might take it.
Yeah.
Are you surprised Roxy's this high? She's 18.
Holy crap.
Yeah. The bro's 82. Look who she beat, freaking Wiz.
That's nuts.
She hasn't had like a big challenge.
No, not really.
Cause she beat the succubus girl from that one stupid anime. Not stupid. I actually kind of like it. Monster Girls. Mami Tomoe. I think that's the girl from Nina Girlfriend.
Is it?
I think so. And then she beat Wiz by 300 votes, which is close. So,
if
she beats Roxy, that's a really crazy upset.
You might.
Are you surprised Anya's ranked 23?
Did Anya beat?
Wow. Rias? Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It's kind of cracked.
Yeah, she beat a lot of. Big people. I'm surprised Rias is ranked that low too, though.
Yeah,
not in the top 100, but Anya being 23 and K being 42, they were close.
Do you think Anya should have been ranked that high?
I don't know. I get it. I think she could be higher as well.
Yeah,
tell you, people love that character. Who did Hanabi beat? Hanabi hasn't had like a crazy.
I think that's why she made it so far.
Yeah, she's gotten kind of softballs.
Yeah. This is probably going to be her biggest challenge. Right?
But look, this chick is number 10, Iru.
Oh, man.
10 versus. This would be a crazy upset.
Well, I still hope she wins.
Yeah, Komi being 90 and Yui being 26. And then.
She beat Yuri.
Like, Violet Evergarden's ranked 7, bro. That shit's also nuts to me.
I'm telling you, she's going to smack the dog water out of people.
I hope. Who she beat so far? Look, she beat Asya from freaking DxD. That's whatever. Where this girl is from. But she was like 250. That's whatever.
That's the chick from... what's that? Oh my gosh, why can't I think of the anime? It's the anime before Sword Art. Before Sword Art was Sword Art.
Oh, you're talking about Excel World?
No, not Excel World. It's they're from the real world, but they ended up in a video game.
Oh, freaking Dot Hack?
No. Oh, it was a light novel too. I can't think of it.
Not Gate.
The main character.
Log Horizon.
Log Horizon. Yes.
Okay. I was like, yes. God, it's getting rough out here.
You're like, I'm dwindling down to my knowledge of
Isekais. I mean, it should be Itsuki. Itsuki's whatever. She hasn't really had a big challenge either, I don't think.
I think if after this round, she might have an easy route.
Yeah, well. I mean, who'd she have to beat on this bracket?
Is it kind of crazy
she has
that
to beat Yui, probably? No, she has to beat Anya.
Oh, that's gonna be a tough one.
She has to be on. I think Anya's gonna make it to the semifinals of this bracket.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she's gonna make it far. I think she can beat Violet Evergarden.
Yo, is it a travesty that Sagaki lost?
She lost fairly early. I don't know if where she's at.
She did.
She lost very early. I just seen her. Oh, was she on this? She's on this side, right?
Yeah, she's on this side.
Jahi. Losing this early was hilarious.
Yeah, that's wild.
Hinata losing to Komi was kind of crazy. Where is she? I swear she's...
She's right here.
Oh, she's right here. Yeah, oh, she won. She went on one, at least one of them.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.